You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good luck to our Denver Broncos. They are now on their fourth head coach in the last 6 years. Word is out, they are hiring the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, Nathaniel Hackett. He will try to turn around the Broncos, who have not been to the playoffs since PFM retired.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Been a while.
I like this guy's name, Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel
sounds
Hackett.
Like a pioneer. Can he sounds like a
Can
pi-
he hack it
like
in
a
Denver?
Pioneer or something,
know.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's going to show up in a beaver pelt coat and
yeah.
Nathaniel well, Hackett.
You know, last time around, they went with a guy who'd been a defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. So yeah, now they're going to try an offensive coordinator and see if it's
hey,
any better.
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck, Broncos.
Good job.
The Avalanche did it again. Again, they refuse to lose. They beat the Boston Bruins in overtime last night at Ball Arena. Tonight, they're going to be in Chicago playing. To check that, tomorrow night, they'll be in Chicago. And the Nuggets won an impressive road game last night. They were in Brooklyn. They beat Brooklyn last night, so now they got to travel to New Orleans for a game tomorrow night against the silly named Pelicans. And then I've got this story here that I absolutely love. The power of suggestion, I guess, is what this falls under. Researchers went out and they gave test subjects, these people, they gave them 3 chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, I'm in. Okay.
They labeled one of the cookies factory typical, meaning it was just a typical cookie.
Your basic cookie.
They labeled another one new and improved.
Oh.
And they labeled the third one consumer complaint.
And
where what
this
do
is
you
going.
Know? When the test was done, people hated the one labeled consumer complaint. But here's the catch in all of this. The 3 cookies were absolutely identical.
The same cookies.
People picked the, quote, new and improved one as the best tasting overall. The one that was the complaint cookie, in other words, that people have said they didn't like. People were like, yeah, I don't like that either. We're absolute sheep. We go
Isn't
with
that
the crowd.
Funny?
If the crowd says, I like this song, people like that song. If the crowd says, we love this TV show, people love that TV show.
So listen, we need all of you to go out today and tell everyone how much you love the Dom and Jeremy show, and you've never heard anything better. And it's the greatest thing in morning radio. So if you could all do that today, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you.
What else is trending?
Here's Jer on sports. NBC has released some numbers because they are the exclusive broadcaster of Super Bowl, whatever number we're on this year.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're going to be asking about $6.5 million for each 30-second commercial this year. Last year, it was $5.6 million per 30 seconds. So they're trying to make some money.
Well, inflation, Jeremy.
That's quite a hefty hike. $6.5 million for a 30-second ad. The stark contrast here in this article is talking about the first Super Bowl in 1967. $37,000 if you wanted to run a 30-second ad, which was, you know, a lot back in 67. But, yeah, it's bumped up quite a bit, so it's going to be expensive. As we get closer to Valentine's Day, zoos across the country are continuing the Valentine's Day tradition of naming things after your exes. The Bronx Zoo has their whole Name a Roach program, where you can go name a cockroach for $15 after your ex.
La cucaracha?
San Antonio is doing cockroaches and frozen rats or a vegetable.
Oh.
Vegetable is only going to cost you $5. The frozen rat, $25, and then they'll feed it to something, you know.
Frozen rat.
More the lighthearted aspect, right here in Colorado, the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo down in the Springs, they're going to let guests symbolically adopt one of their cougars for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And the Milwaukee Zoo in Wisconsin, they're going to be sending personalized video messages to loved ones featuring penguins and elephants and tigers and sloths, so they're kind of going for more of the cute angle versus naming bugs after your ex.
So when did we move to insects and animals being so closely associated with Valentine's Day?
Right. I know, it's just a way for the zoo.
Like, what's the connection?
Right, it's just a way for the zoo to make money, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's the whole cockroach thing. Like, it's like they're gross, they're disgusting, just like your ex, and now you can name one after them.
Well, I get the joke
and you
there,
make the
but
donation,
the whole thing about all the other animals, it's like, now we're stretching.
I see the penguins and the sloths, and, you know, they're cute. The cute animals, and you're like, you know, hey, I named a penguin after you because they're so cute. So, I kind of get it. Today is National Chocolate Cake Day, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yes.
My God, I just found a Costco chocolate cake knockoff recipe online today, and I am going to try to perfect this recipe.
Yeah.
Because they don't make them anymore, so I've got to do this. And I love one of the ingredients is super fine sugar. Sugar, you're super fine. So anyway, I'm going to try to make
Did we ever get to the bottom of why Costco stopped selling those?
No, I don't think we did. I really don't think we did. That was one of the biggest jerk moves of, what was that, 2020, 2021? That was a jerk move by Costco. And then the very next day, they got rid of their Polish dogs, and I don't know. Anyway, there's a knockoff recipe online. I'm going to try to make that. Here's some more junk food. Mickey D's.
2020, by the way, is the answer. The headline of the story is the real reason Costco stopped selling its all-American chocolate cake.
Did they run out of super fine sugar?
No, it's a long story, so let's finish the trending
they
report
got lazy.
And I'll get to it.
more junk food. Mickey D's, they're adding a menu hack option for a limited time on their menu. There's four different things. They're like little mashups that have become really popular on social media, and McDonald's is like, hey, let's throw these on our menu and we'll get some free publicity. So here we go. I'll give you a couple of them. The Crunchy Double is going to be on the menu, which is a double cheeseburger. And you got to add a layer of Chicken McNuggets at the bottom and then drizzle the whole thing with barbecue sauce.
Come on, Americans.
The Land, Air, and Sea is a Big Mac with their traditional two burger patties. But then on top of those, you're going to stack a Filet-O-Fish patty and a McChicken patty.
Okay.
And then you keep the defibrillator right there in the passenger seat next to you. So anyway, there's four of them. They're on our Facebook if you want to check them out. It's pretty darn crazy. Oh, here's this story Dom was talking about earlier. Hashtag busted. Kim Kardashian recently posted some pictures of herself on the beach modeling her Skims fashion line. And yeah, one of the pics, if you take a look at her leg, it's... they call it weirdly elongated between the knee and the calf. And the calf kind of goes like in. It's a big indent in it. And obviously it was a Photoshop fail. And now the internet started calling her out on it. And then the photo mysteriously disappeared. Where did it go? But thanks to screenshot capability, you can still see it online if you search Kim Kardashian's weird calf. And it's like, come on, really? Do you need to do this to all of your photos? Ugh. Let me give you one more thing for Fat America. This is coming from Little Debbie. They are going to be releasing, looks like, 7 new ice cream flavors, all based on Little Debbie snacks. So the ice cream is going to be like zebra cakes ice cream, Swiss rolls, cosmic brownies, strawberry shortcake rolls, all rolled into ice cream form. So... doesn't sound half bad to me. Just saying. My wife buys the cosmic brownies for the kids for their lunches.
Yeah.
Disgusted by it. They're so like, they're not real brownies, you know? They're like waxy. Anyway, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this fun story. It's one of these great thrift shop finds that pop up every now and then. A woman purchased a wicker chair for $7. Got it appraised through a museum, found out it's done by some really fancy artist that nobody's heard of, went up for auction for just shy of $22,000.
Oh, my God.
That is quite a thrift store find.
A $7 wicker chair.
Turned into $22,000. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
By the way, I looked up that story about why Costco discontinued their chocolate cake, and all the reasons they listed are bull. So, in other words... nobody really
knows. They just got sick of making them, I think.